This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Texas-based ice cream maker Bluebell has announced that it's on its way back to the market 4 months after a listeria outbreak, which sickened people in four states and killed three in Kansas. That raises something of a tricky corporate question. How do you announce your return without reminding people why you left? Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is on it.
Crisis management comes down to three things, says NYU marketing professor Scott Galloway. And only three things.
But they're really hard to do and easy to rationalize ignoring.
The first, says Galloway, is to acknowledge the problem. The second is to get the CEO to be the face of the crisis. Finally, overcorrect. Think Tylenol in the early 80s when Johnson & Johnson recalled 31 million bottles of their pain reliever. Once you've done all that...
America and consumers love to forgive. It's like a relationship. When your spouse gets angry at you, the easiest way to end the issue, you're right, I'm sorry, this is what I'm going to do to address the issue. It's the same thing in the world of business.
Bluebell's social media strategy appears to be following Galloway's advice step by step. Here's Paul Cruzy, the company's CEO, on its Vimeo channel.
Our entire history has been dedicated to making the very best and highest quality ice cream we possibly could. And we're committed to fixing the problem.
When a company looks to come out of something like this, short-term pain is expected. Bluebell has laid off more than a third of its workers and taken out a $125 million line of credit. Brandon Cashin is with the firm Addison Whitney. He says to survive, Bluebell needs to turn the page.
You get to a point where the more you try and say I'm sorry, the less effect it has.
Cashin knows other companies have been down similar roads and that their experience shows Bluebell could end up stronger than before. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.